You're listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1. This is the Street Heat Show, our monthly celebration of the struggle for workers' rights and social justice. I'm your host, Pam Whalen. And now we're going to talk about water. I think first we have a clip from today's water conference with Mark Arax, and I think he kind of summed up where we're at right now in a very brief clip that we were able to get from there.
So I go to the west side, and this is, you know, when you look at the zero-sum game that's happening now, you know, farmers are going to be throwing other farmers under the bus. The almond guys who took it on the chin now for about the last 6-8 weeks, if not more, going back to the Mother Jones piece, they're now going to throw the alfalfa boys under the bus, okay? And the alfalfa boys are going to have a hard time here because the almond guy, oh, 1 gallon per nut. Absurd that we measure things that way. Food takes water, okay? We won't get into what a soybean requires, okay, for all you vegetarians. But this is the zero-sum game. And now the alfalfa guys, I just read a letter that an alfalfa guy sent the almond guy saying, you know, you're starting to go in that way, and please don't do that because we can't be warring among ourselves. Well, the almond guy wanted to write back but didn't, said, where were you 6 weeks ago when I was taking it on the chin? 2 million acres of alfalfa and silage are grown in the state of California. They could be grown anywhere, unlike the almond, which can only be grown here. They go principally to feed dairy cattle for milk. Milk that's in a surplus that also has a subsidy. So the dairy guy is going to have a tough time trying to now justify his water footprint, because that's where we're at. We're in now a time of not just carbon footprints, but water footprints. So as you're puzzling out a solution to all this, we're going to see that scarcity, even if flood comes, we're in a period of scarcity. Let's face it, we're 40 million people. We've industrialized agriculture to a point where we can't anymore. So we're going to have to make some choices. This magnificent system that we built, the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project, allowed us to maximize sprawl and farming. But I think we've come to a place where we may have to stop.
And that was Mark Arax at the water conference today at City College that was organized by the Bar Association. And we on the phone, we have Dan Bacher, who writes for Indie Media and possibly others. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'm the editor of the Fish Sniffer magazine, and I write for a number of other publications, including the East Bay Express and Alternate.org, Daily Cause, and ElkGroveNews.net.
Right. And Dan, I want you to know that you're on the air.
Yeah, I write mainly about water, fish, environment, and also a lot about big oil and its control of California.
Okay, so I don't know if you were able to hear what Mark Arax said, but, you know, basically that we are kind of maxed out on the water situation here, and we have to make some tough choices. So what do you think about that?
Well, I thought it was interesting what he was saying about the almond farmers taking it on the chin, and it almost sounded like he was justifying the way that they've been growing crops in California and using water. Here's the problem. Urban users are mandated now to reduce their water consumption by 25%. That's the result of an executive order that Jerry Brown passed recently. And the problem is that according to environmental groups, including Barbara Berrigan-Perea, the executive director of Restore the Delta, just one farmer, Stuart Resnick, the owner of Paramount Farms in Kern County, uses as much water for his almonds as the amount of water 38 million Californians are now required to conserve. And not only are they using water, but they're increasing the almond acreage in California. And this was revealed in the Western Farm Press, where they covered a conference that was held by Stuart Resnick. He was the host of a pistachio conference. And they played a clip from the movie Jerry Maguire, in which Tom Cruise shouts, "Show me the money." And Resnick then did that. Then he talked about all the money they're making off these crops. And he said that average net return per acre was $3,519 for pistachios, $1,431 for almonds, and $884 for walnuts. Now, here's the real crux of the problem we have now that he revealed in this conference. He bragged about the increase in pistachio acreage over the past 10 years that grew by 118%, but he also talked about the increase in his almond acreage, which is 47%, and 30% increase for walnuts. And he said that the 2020 goal of Paramount Farms and their partners is 150,000 partner acres and 33,000 Paramount acres. So here we are, increasing the amount of almonds that we're growing in the middle of the worst drought in recorded memory. And there's just something wrong about the fact that you and me are being asked to cut down on showers and flush our toilets less, and we'll be fined for not doing this, whereas a big corporate agribusiness guy who controls the political process in California, Stuart Resnick of Paramount Farms, and his wife Linda, who live in Beverly Hills and are billionaires, they're actually increasing the acreage for water-intensive crops like almonds. It's just insane, and the governor isn't doing anything about this.
You know, I want to, and I've sort of been having conversation with people about this, because one of the things that is very important to me in my lifestyle is, I have, a little bit of, suburban property that I use to grow fruits and vegetables. And I really feel like now I'm going to be fined for growing my own vegetables, but, these corporate farmers are, I'm going to be forced to subsidize them while I can't even grow my own food.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. In other words, you are penalized for doing something that's good and sustainable, and they're rewarded by the government for doing something that's bad and unsustainable, which is farming energy or water intensive crops in an area where they probably should have never farmed, on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley, where there's a lot of problems with the soil and with toxics like selenium and other salts that are in the soil. So it's insanity. That's what it comes down to.
So Mark, sort of. Well, I mean, I think there's various players. Obviously, there's the urban. We have our large, urban areas, which obviously need water. We have, agriculture. We also have the oil industry, and fracking. It's my understanding that fracking really is, not only uses a lot of water, but then it becomes toxic, and then it contaminates the water supply. And plus there's the whole other issue of sprawl. Your comments.
Yeah, well, let's make one thing clear. Agribusiness, people like Stuart Resnick take an immensely more amount of water than does the oil industry. The oil industry takes significant amounts of water, particularly in Kern County, for their steam injection and fracking operations. But big ag or agriculture in California takes 80% of the water. whereas 20 goes to, you know, everybody else, or 20% goes to everybody else. But when you're in a drought, every drop of water really has to be considered. If we're asked to cut down on the time we take in showers, it seems insane to have the oil industry expanding their fracking operations. And not only do they take water out of the system, like in Kern County, the majority of the water comes from the state and federal water projects. Not only do they take that water from the Delta, but they put it back contaminated. And this has been documented over the past several months in that there have been a number of wells that state officials have finally started to crack down on for polluting groundwater supplies. Up to recently, there was basically no regulations for oil industry. It was, at least in Kern County and elsewhere, they did, and one of the problems is when we talk about the amount of oil or of water that they use to extract oil, still nobody really knows, because the oil industry, of course, has low figures, and environmental groups that have compiled the same data have high figures. But the problem is that nobody really knows the exact amount of water that's used for fracking in California.
Okay. So, Dan, I mean, we only have about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes left. You know, we have the governor who's, you know, making these executive orders. We have all these big political players. What do you think would be good things for, I mean, and we're in a drought, we'll be out of it at some point, but what do you think would be the right course of action here?
Well, I think the right course of action, number one, is to shut down fracking in California, put a ban or at least a moratorium on it. That would reduce that water. Number two, the governor needs to axe his plan to build the twin tunnels under the Bay Delta Conservation Plan. Every scientific panel from the National Academy of Sciences to the Delta Independent Science Board to the scientists from the Environmental Protection Agency have slammed the process and said that it has no basis in science. If they push this tunnel scheme through, not only will it not bring any new water, but it'll hurt species like Central Valley salmon and Delta smelt. So those are a couple things we can do. The third thing would be to adopt a creative solution like the one embodied by the Environmental Water Caucus. That's a coalition of over 32 groups, including fishing groups, environmental organizations, consumer groups, and Indian tribes. And we came up a couple years ago with a solution. There's a lot of components of it, but the two main ones is that it sets a limit on the amount of water that can be exported annually from the Delta at 3 million acre feet. According to scientists, that is when you go over that amount of water that's taken out of the Delta, that results in damage to fish and wildlife, as well as to Delta farmers that need fresh water to farm. The other component is that it has a series of creative solutions like recycling water that's already been used, and increased water conservation in urban areas. And if you put all these components together, you use the water more sensibly, and you end up having more water. The recycling is huge. A lot of people talk about desalinization, and there's advocates on both sides.
Yeah, we only got about 30 seconds left, Dan. So,
But we need that solution. Need a solution that's creative, and it emphasizes recycling.
Okay. Well, Thank you very much, Dan, and you're giving us that. I think it's something you've added some really different components to the conversation. We hear so much, of course, from the big growers here in Fresno. And so we've been talking to Dan Bakker, who is a journalist out for many, many different organizations and outlets. And you've been listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1. And now we're going to take you back to the KPFA Evening News. Thank you.